The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, I share vital information with you and your family, information that could make a difference in your health. The theme is intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. That all comes under the rubric of intelligent medicine. Intelligent medicine is the longest-running physician-hosted radio program in the United States. And we're happy to be here offering you health information. 877-726-8255. You can become part of the program. You can call us with questions or comments. Perhaps you've had a health experience that you want to share with us. Maybe you've taken some of our advice and you want to give us some feedback. 877-726-8255. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about an initiative to make antidepressants, prescription antidepressants, available over the counter. Also, some updates on vitamin D. Vitamin D, the Swiss Army knife of nutrients. We're going to take a look at the war against keto because there's a big campaign against misinformation on social media. And keto diets and intermittent fasting have come into the crosshairs. We need to do something about that because the diets have value. 877-726-8255. We'll give you a special focus on ALS and the possible causes of that mysterious disease, all that in today's Intelligent Medicine. But before we get to your phone calls, here's a question I want to pose to you. Have any of you noticed that spring allergies make you tired, achy, or blue? I personally experienced this. I kind of hit kind of a speed bump in my exercise regimen. After a winter of hard exertions, I took some vacations. I was diving and cycling on vacation, and I've had regular workouts at home, and I'm swimming in a pool at the Y adjacent to my apartment here in New York City. And I've been cycling, you know, with the weather being better, more opportunities to get outside. And on a recent day, I woke up tired, achy, and uncharacteristically unmotivated and lethargic. And then, you know, I tried to reassure myself. I said, you know, look, act your age, because, there are days where you're just not feeling it. And frustrating as it may seem, perhaps a little break for recovery is an essential component of any training regimen, isn't it? But the question occurred to me, why now? This is the very time when the trees are exuberantly blooming, and it's clear from the evidence when you wash your car, immediately you have to wash it again because there's this green film of pollen on the hood of your car. There's just so much pollen. It's so abundant this time of year, and I have been a little congested. And so I did a little research on the proposition that seasonal allergies could do more than just cause runny noses, sneezing, wheezing, and itchy eyes, the characteristic symptoms of allergy. Perhaps they have something to do with bodily aches and pains. And indeed, if you do a search, you come up with stories like this. Can allergies cause body aches and fatigue? That's from the Allergy and Asthma Center of Georgia. Do allergies cause body aches? That's Charleston, South Carolina, ENT and allergy. Pacific Surgical Center has an article, The Return of Seasonal Aches, Pains, and Allergies. And a group of asthma and allergy doctors have a story, allergies are an often overlooked cause of fatigue, body aches, and pain. So this is really a thing. And it turns out that histamine has a lot to do with something called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. When you exercise hard, your body releases more histamine, and histamine is one of the things that makes you sore after a day or so of hard exertion. And there's actually a very intriguing study where they challenged mice with grass pollen. And I'm quoting here, to determine whether the systemic inflammation accompanying these conditions contributes to the onset of tendinopathy. Tendinopathy means inflammation of your tendons. We studied the effect of a systemic inflammation induced by an allergic episode on tendon properties. We induced an allergic response in mice by exposing them to a Timothy grass pollen antigen and subsequently analyzed their flexor and Achilles tendons. And what they found is that the tendons were more stiff and brittle. The quality of the tendons was harmed. And at the same time, they did a study where they looked at human allergy sufferers, and they confirmed an association between seasonal allergies and worsening symptoms of shoulder pain. And then there are studies that look at the relationship between back pain. One is entitled Seasonal Allergy-Induced Back Pain. And what they found was that after surveying a population between 20 and 39 years of age, they found, quote, that patients with a history of allergy were 50% more likely to report suffering from back pain and depression because, yeah, there's a mood effect. Headaches and migraines, too, are susceptible to triggering by seasonal allergies, according to studies. As are other pain conditions. Here's an unusual one. The Journal of Urology even featured a study that showed a concordance between pollen exposure and, get this, chronic pelvic pain flares. So think of the ultimate bodily pain syndrome, fibromyalgia. And it turns out that sufferers of this body-wide pain syndrome are more likely to experience seasonal allergic rhinitis, according to a study. And the reason is, well, it's about histamine and other inflammatory molecules that get released when you get exposed to an allergen. And it's the body is flooded with histamine and other types of inflammatory signaling molecules. And there's even some thought that, well, you know, when you experience depression, well, maybe it's because, yeah, you're feeling lousy, so you're depressed. But there may be a direct brain effect of seasonal allergies. A study which is entitled Seasonal Allergies Are Often Accompanied by Mental Health and Sleep Disorders says, and I'm quoting, a growing body of research indicates a significant connection between allergies and mental health, especially among women. For at least 75 years, doctors have identified and written about the association between depression and anxiety and allergic rhinitis. Many patients suffering with allergies who are also experiencing mood disorders may not be aware that the two problems could be connected. And on top of that, you know, there's even some studies that suggest that there may be an effect on the progression of Alzheimer's disease due to allergies because of the inflammatory effects on the brain. And it doesn't help that in springtime there are wild fluctuations in temperature. We've had this in New York. It's like it's hot, then it's cold. It's almost like the weather is in menopause. You know, it's like, it's got hot flashes accompanied by cold snaps. And It just whipsaws your body. Also, the change in the circadian rhythm of your body, because there's a lot more light this time of year, your body is going through some profound changes, adjusting to the temperature changes and the light changes. Changes in barometric pressure may also make your tendons, muscles, and scar tissue expand and contract, according to a review in MedPage on the effect of weather on joint pain. So if all else, blame climate change, because there's more pollen in the air. Temperatures are warmer. There's more CO2, which makes plants germinate and proliferate. And oh, by the way, your city planners are partially responsible because urban landscapers prefer to plant male trees, which release more pollen. They are the pollinators, whereas the female plants, they're male and female plants, trees. The female plants have seeds and fruit, and they make a mess. They drop the fruit and the seeds on the sidewalk. It's hard to clean up. So city planners prefer to plant male trees, which actually release more pollen into the air. So you don't have to live in the country to experience allergy. So I wonder if you experience bodily aches and pains or changes, mood stuff around seasonal transitions. Maybe you can share your impressions with us here. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available 24/7, 365, which means that you can record a question as did this individual. Let's hear it.
What do you do treatment-wise for somebody who has CLL and GCA at the same time? I've been put on prednisone. They're not treating the CLL. However, the prednisone raised my levels of cancer, and the prednisone is causing me all sorts of horrible side effects.
Yeah. Okay, so good thing I went to medical school and I know what you're talking about, because he was talking this kind of alphabet soup here. CLL is chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is associated with an increasing white blood cell count. And it is chronic, and thus it can be treated with what's called active surveillance. We need to keep an eye on it, don't necessarily treat it. You can even, it's indolent for many years. One of the plausible treatments for it, it's actually been trialed at Johns Hopkins, I believe, is EGCG from green tea. And that actually may, according to some studies, slow the progression of CLL. Now, the problem is when you have CLL and you have GCA simultaneously, GCA stands for giant cell arteritis, which is an unusual disease. It's a rheumatological disease. So the rheumatologist has got to talk to the hematologist here. GCA involves inflammation of the temporal arteries, or some of the arteries in the body. It's a rheumatological autoimmune condition, and the way to treat it is with high doses of prednisone. Prednisone works, but it has a lot of bad side effects. Side effects include mood changes, weight gain, puffy, chipmunk cheeks, increased appetite, cravings for sugar, diabetes, and osteoporosis. And so it's nasty. And it also goes against CLL in the sense that taking prednisone will increase your white blood cell count, which is already happening with the CLL. So, I don't know quite how to reconcile those things. It's going to require some expert management, because to have those two conditions simultaneously is a bit of a push-pull. It, however, does not preclude the use of some natural support. I think vitamin D might be helpful for both conditions, getting adequate vitamin D. The EGCG wouldn't hurt the GCA, the thing that's helpful for the CLL. And probably essential fatty acids would be beneficial for both. But, there's no slam dunk treatment for either of those in integrative medicine or, even conventional medicine. They're working on better treatments for CLL. And the good thing is that while it is chronic lymphocytic leukemia, sounds like a death sentence, people with CLL experience it as a chronic disease, and it can be controlled. And sometimes you have to drop the dime on it and give medication. But often it does not have to be aggressively treated. Here's some information on vitamin D while we're at it. Vitamin D may boost lung health for COPD sufferers. Chinese researchers conducted a meta-analysis that showed with supplementation with vitamin D had a positive effect on lung function and immunity for patients with COPD. Globally, COPD is the third leading cause of death, so this is important. Also, when it comes to vitamin D, there's an interesting study on vitamin D and thyroid autoimmunity. People who have hypothyroidism often have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an inflammatory autoimmune condition of the thyroid, which destroys the function of the thyroid. Studies entitled Effects of Vitamin D Supplementation on Autoantibodies and Thyroid Function in Patients with Hashimoto's Thyroiditis. And indeed, it helped. There was an improvement. There was increases in T4 and T3 in patients with hypothyroidism, and a reduction of their thyroid antibodies. So vitamin D, not a program goes by that we don't talk about this Swiss Army knife of nutrients with so many benefits. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number for questions or comments. And the keto diet is trending on social media, but social media is trying to suppress information about keto diets and intermittent fasting because they claim it's a form of medical misinformation. The powers that be are saying that keto diets are harmful, that they may make you feel better, but ultimately they kill you because you can't eat all that fat and animal protein and be healthy. But the studies just keep coming in on the benefits of keto diet. And I'm not saying this is for everyone. Not everyone has to be on a keto diet. It's not the ideal diet that should be universally applied, but it's got therapeutic potential for a variety of conditions. An example of which is migraines. There's an article here that just came out this month, Keto for Migraines. And what they're saying here is that since glucose is a fuel for the brain, going on a keto diet, which provides a steady source of ketones for brain function, can help with migraines. Similar to the way that keto diets are helpful for seizures, it's thought that migraines are a form of electrical seizure within the brain. And if you can stabilize neuronal function in the brain and quell these brainstorms, in effect, because there's profound electrical activity in the brain when a migraine occurs, that migraineurs can obtain relief. There's also an article that just came out, Complete Remission of Depression and Anxiety Using a Ketogenic Diet, Case Series. And it's from Trinity College in the United States. There's a Trinity, I know there's a Trinity College in Ireland, but it's from Trinity College, also just came out. And it's a series of case studies showing that patients achieved remission of major depression and generalized anxiety within 7 weeks of therapeutic nutritional ketosis. Anxiety responded and remitted more quickly than major depression. Scores for self-compassion increased steadily, and patients in addition lost weight. So these are studies that point us in the direction of the therapeutic application of ketogenic diets, but big tech does not want you to hear about it. They're taking their marching orders from the World Health Organization and the NIH and the CDC and the powers that be to censor information about the benefits of intermittent fasting and ketogenic diet. And you're going to see a lot of articles that poo-poo the ketogenic diet and they say intermittent fasting's not that great. And that's because that's the mainstream narrative. My organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, you can find them at anh-usa.org. I'm president of that organization. We're excited to announce the launch of our Free Speech for Health campaign. And you can support our petition calling on YouTube to change its medical misinformation policy to allow free speech about natural health. There's a growing wave of censorship that's becoming institutionalized by big tech companies in collusion with the U.S. and other governments and the World Health Organization. YouTube has a new medical misinformation policy that disallows content, get this, that goes against institutions like the CDC and the World Health Organization. Now, this is an outgrowth of COVID because during COVID, they tried to suppress information about the origins of the virus, about the efficacy of masking, about the efficacy of the vaccine, about vaccine side effects, and on it goes. And if it's not outright censorship, it could be shadow bans, which I've experienced on Facebook, which suppress content on ketogenic diets and intermittent fasting. There's just trigger words that get them to change the algorithm so that only a few people get to see it. So our organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, we've launched this campaign to get 1 million petitioned signatures calling for Alphabet. Alphabet is AKA Google, YouTube's parent company, to change its medical misinformation policy to one that serves public, not corporate or big pharma interests and for big tech to be more transparent about its content moderation policies? Because some of this is, there's a subterfuge about that. The rules are just not transparent. So go to anh-usa.org, and I'll be putting up on our website links to this campaign, and also to the extent it's permitted, you're going to see them on Facebook and more so on Twitter, now known as X, which has a more liberal policy vis-a-vis, quote, misinformation. But Twitter, to for better or for worse, is kind of a free fire zone, like just a forum where the most outlandish things can appear there, as long as they're not against the law, you know, directly threatening people with violence. You can say virtually anything you want, even the most ridiculous things. But to the good side of it, you can talk about hot button issues like alternative therapies for COVID, such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, to your heart's content. And this is actually an issue that has been brought up in the Supreme Court. While the Supreme Court judgment has yet to occur, a lawsuit has been brought by the Louisiana and Missouri attorneys general to stop collusion between the administration and tech companies to suppress misinformation, because the tech companies are kind of being exhorted by government officials to quash what is termed misinformation. And they have been all too compliant in following government edicts. And we want to expose that, and we want to put a stop to that, so that the kind of information that you need to hear, the kind of information you hear about on Intelligent Medicine is freely available. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, talking about spring allergies and how profound their effect can be, not just on breathing, but on your whole body. The spring allergy season is upon us, and that, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, means it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. And so for a limited time, you can buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a great offer with $27 in savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. The people there are nice. They'll take your calls. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Okay. So, yeah, free radicals, you know, not just people demonstrating on college campuses. We're talking about the things that require antioxidants to provide us with defense. All right. This is a controversial notion. Headline here, is it time to make antidepressants available over the counter? Now, there's been a creep of making prescription medications available, and notably, that has occurred with allergy medications, which kind of makes sense, because, like, do you really have to see a doctor, you know, to take, like, a Zyrtec or an Allegra or something if you're experiencing a lot of allergy? Okay, probably, you know, making that available over the counter, not a big deal. Side effects, you know, there are side effects, but fairly minimal. Unless you take Benadryl while you're trying to drive or operate machinery, that's not a great idea. Don't give Benadryl to kids either, because you can knock them out. There's also the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, powerful acid blockers that used to be by prescription only, but they have a lot of side effects, and a lot of people are taking them for minor heartburn instead of addressing their diets. They're using it as an alternative to modify their eating habits so that they can eat all kinds of horrible junk with impunity. These have side effects. They decrease magnesium. They disrupt the microbiome. They may have an impact on risk of dementia and pneumonia, kidney function, and they're really hard to get off of. So that, to have them available over the counter is a bridge too far. Now, they're also talking about putting statins over the counter. So like if you have a high cholesterol, don't bother going to the doctor. Just take them because, you know, stuff is benign. You're going to reduce your risk of heart disease. No biggie. Well, usually when that happens, it coincides with these drugs going off patent. So they're less lucrative. They can be sold profitably over the counter because they no longer command super high prices by prescription. They become generic. Same thing's happening with antidepressants. So there's a Harvard psychiatrist who is controversially arguing in a recent STAT article. Roy Perlis, a professor of psychiatry at the eminent Harvard Medical School, is arguing that antidepressants, the SSRIs like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, should be made available at U.S. pharmacies without a prescription. And by the way, recently, there's an FDA ruling that allows the purchase of the oral contraceptive over the counter without a prescription. And there are a lot of side effects associated with them, including dangerous side effects like blood clots. Big no-no to be smoking while you're taking an oral contraceptive, because even a young woman can have a stroke while taking an oral contraceptive if you simultaneously smoke. That happens, unfortunately, all too commonly. All right, so Perlis treats patients at Mass General Hospital, the most prestigious hospital in the U.S., has said make antidepressants available over the counter. But he's been criticized because he failed to declare his ties to the pharmaceutical industry in the article. And that sparked an outrage. He acknowledges that antidepressants can increase the risk of suicide in people under the age of 25. That's been documented, but claims that the reverse is true for people who are older. There's a lot of problems when people try to stop these medications. They kind of get hooked. They go through terrible withdrawal in many cases. SSRIs are associated with reduction in sexual responsiveness, libido, interest in sex, sexual performance, and orgasm, especially in women, but to some extent in men. And it's believed that there's a condition called post-SSRI sexual dysfunction that is like chemical castration. It is, even when you stop, it can persist. So the concern is that people, you know, just for minor malaise, the blues, instead of addressing their life circumstances or getting good talk therapy, fixing the problem, that they're going to look for mother's little helper. They'll go running for the shelter of your mother's little helper to help them deal with the challenges of daily life. And it's discouraging that a very influential mainstream professor of psychiatry at Harvard is advocating for their availability over the counter. I think it's a huge, huge mistake. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. The spring allergy season is upon us.
That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And the fun part of the program is we get all kinds of questions. We get questions during the program. We get questions during the week when people call 877-726-8255 and record a question. And you never know what you're going to hear about. Maybe it's a condition that you yourself suffer from or a family member encounters, and you're going to get some targeted advice. Let's hear one of those recorded questions.
If I don't eat every couple of hours, I start feeling nauseous and jittery, yet my blood sugar is at 142. Why is this happening?
Okay. Very interesting question. And it's a common predicament. And what is happening is you're on a blood sugar roller coaster. And what happens is it's kind of like that commercial, you know, where if you're hangry, it means you need a Snickers bar. And what that describes is a situation where you may have low blood sugar, and then you take something that's a sugar booster. And give you an example of this is I had a girlfriend in college, and she when we got together, she said, "There's something you have to know about me. It's like we could be walking down the street, and I may suddenly feel dizzy and out of it." And she told me that what you have to do at that point is you have to go immediately to, a candy store or 7-Eleven and buy me a candy bar, because that means that I'm experiencing low blood sugar. And, you know, if I eat a candy bar, if I have something sweet, it'll fix it. And so I didn't know anything then. I said, wow, okay, well, thanks for letting me know. I'll be happy to be an enabler for you on your blood sugar roller coaster. And so, this could be, when you have a blood sugar of 142 and you're feeling that way, it's likely that you're on your way to, at the very least, pre-diabetes and probably diabetes. I don't know what your height and weight is. I don't know what your age is. I don't know what your, conditioning is. I will say that if you're well physically conditioned, this is actually one of the benefits of exercise. And especially if you exercise fasting, you develop the ability to store more glycogen in your liver and your muscles over time. And you can avert these ups and downs of blood sugar. The other way to avert it is, with a diet that's high in protein and relatively low in carbs, and you can use fat more as a fuel than, high glycemic index carbs. So what happens when you're feeling nauseous and jittery is your body is flooded with alarm chemicals like cortisol and adrenaline. And this can be associated with anxiety attacks. We used to see this in my practice when we administered glucose tolerance tests. People would break into a sweat. They'd get very shaky. They would sometimes report anxiety. And we'd have to call off the test and give them some orange juice because their blood sugar had gone down. Your question is like, why am I having a high blood sugar when I'm experiencing this? Isn't this the sign of a low blood sugar? Well, what happens is with all these counter-regulatory hormones, they send your blood sugar up. Cortisol and adrenaline kind of rescue the body from hypoglycemia. And by the time you get to check your blood sugar is already on the upswing. But it's this whole process is like exhausting and denervating. And it's really
quite counterproductive to chase your blood sugar with eating. So that could be part of the problem. And, you know, you need a medical checkout because there's certain medical conditions various types of, tumors in your pancreas or problems with your adrenals that can sometimes cause this. You need to see an endocrinologist and preferably accompany that with a visit to a medical nutritionist to get you straightened out. This is pretty classic, though, not uncommon. 877-726-8255. We've got lots more to discuss the next hour, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.